This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, temperatures are warm and skies are clear. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant day, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa remains comfortably warm. As night falls, expect a mild evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports Justin that Benyahu Malt, a member of the alert class at Gilad Farm, was murdered near the settlement in a shooting attack. Also, from the Times of Israel, earlier this hour, Iran has threatened Israel and rejected a U.S. ceasefire proposal delivered by the Iraqi Prime Minister. The U.S. has attacked Iranian military targets for the 13th consecutive night. Iran has retaliated in Bahrain and reported attacks in Jordan. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that after the third attack in 24 hours, leaders are urging the IDF to respond to West Bank terror with an iron fist. The situation remains active, with people still in danger. Separately, Ynet reports from earlier today that the U.S. has launched another night of strikes on Iran. Tehran has rejected a ceasefire proposal and threatened Tel Aviv if President Biden acts further. And finally, I-24 News states from earlier today that four Palestinians and one Israeli have been killed, with at least six wounded in a West Bank shooting. The violence erupted when Israeli hikers were confronted near the village of Tel. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N EWS English confirmed just minutes ago that Benyahu Melet was killed in the West Bank shooting. Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared that July 24, 1922 is a historically significant date for Zionism. This was when the League of Nations recognized the Jewish people's historical connection to the land of Israel. Middle East 24 posted recently about a discussion on whether NATO should reconsider allowing Turkey back into the F-35 program. This analysis was shared by Drive Efthymiopoulos M., Director of Strategy International. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident near Gilad Farm, Israel Hayom reports that Benyahu Malt was shot dead in a brutal attack. The situation remains tense, with security forces on high alert. This incident underscores the persistent tensions in the West Bank. Turning to the escalating situation with Iran, the Times of Israel highlights Iran's rejection of a ceasefire proposal and its subsequent threats against Israel. This follows U.S. strikes on Iranian targets, underscoring the fragile state of regional peace. The potential for further escalation remains high. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers calls for the IDF to act decisively against ongoing West Bank attacks. The recent violence has prompted leaders to push for stronger military responses. Residents are urged to remain vigilant as the situation develops. The Ynet report on U.S.-Iran tensions shows a pattern of continued hostilities. The U.S.'s ongoing strikes on Iran follow Tehran's threats against Tel Aviv. This cycle of retaliation could have wide-reaching implications for regional stability. Finally, I-24 News sheds light on a deadly shooting involving Israeli hikers and Palestinians near Tel. This tragic incident resulted in multiple casualties, highlighting the ongoing volatility in the region. The community is left in mourning and calls for peace grow louder. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli defense tech is rapidly advancing, adapting battlefield lessons into new technology. This includes innovations from seaborne iron domes to AI-enhanced warfare. These developments aim to address evolving threats. Separately, Walla Business reveals a significant AI-related issue among payroll accountants. A survey indicates that sensitive data is often uploaded to compromised systems, posing risks to corporate security. And finally, Globes reports that Elbit Systems has secured U.S. orders worth $370 million. These orders come from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Meanwhile, Elbit Systems UK is showcasing its innovations at the Farnborough Air Show. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.